This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Bored of too many ads and dull, meaningless chat? We've got neither. Joy Drive, smart, fun radio. Theatre, film, TV, and more. Susie Rong reviews it all on Joy Drive.
Hello, Susie Rong.
Oh, Warren, I love the movie this week. I couldn't stop laughing. I've seen it twice and I can't stop laughing. I just love it so much.
Oh, really?
Really? But I don't think you did.
You know what, it's funny, I'm looking at, normally I have little notes that I write during, while I'm watching, just little things, I think, oh, I might talk about that, or talk about this, I've got an empty page.
There's nothing to talk about, it's just really, really stupid and funny.
Oh, look, it is stupid and funny. We're talking about the movie, I suppose it's a movie, but it's called Dicks, the musical. Susie, I want you to talk about it first. And I want to hear what you've got to say. Did you think I'd like it?
I wasn't sure, but I don't think you would. I can't imagine many people would like it as much as I did. But let's talk about this from my perspective.
Give us your review.
Craig and Trevor are the worst, both womanizing alpha males with no redeeming qualities whatsoever and complete narcissists. When they meet for the first time, we see them at loggerheads. But before you know it, they find out that they're in fact each other's twins, and these men who usually only have eyes for themselves start becoming the closest of pals, because of course they would fall for their own mirror image. If this sounds crazy, that's because Diggs the Musical is indeed a wild and outrageous romp. Craig and Trevor go on to orchestrate a reunification for their divorced parents in what is clearly a callback to the old movie The Parent's Trap. There isn't much in terms of a story really, but all the songs and the dialogue are in my opinion ridiculous in the best way. The humor is very, very queer in a high camp musical with a story that is essentially about the takedown of traditional masculinity. The stars and creators Josh Sharp and Aaron Jackson are excellent performers, and along with familiar names Megan Mullally, Nathan Lane, Bowen Yang, and Megan Thee Stallion, they deliver a deeply silly but I think very clever piece of entertainment. There's something in its tone that's reminiscent of South Park and the work of John Waters, irreverent and prone to extreme crassness, but with a warmth that keeps it from being too alienating. That said, I think it would be fair to declare that this isn't going to be a film for everyone. Diggs the Musical, which you can find to rent or buy on all the usual digital platforms, is very twisted, and in the tradition of the best of queer film history, is destined to be a cult classic, never to become a mainstream hit. It made me laugh a lot and brought me right back to my youth when I had absolutely delighted in the seriously subversive humor of filmmakers that somehow felt like my kind of people, able to connect with something deep in me that all those in my real life could not see. Warren, would you like to send your religious friends a copy of Diggs the Musical?
That's funny. Can you imagine? They'd be horrified. I'd love to. I'd love to sit them down and put, you know, keep their eyes open with toothpicks and make them watch it. That'd be great. Isn't that terrible? That's shocking. I'm kicked off radio.
It reminds me of back in the day when I would see these movies when I was in Singapore and, you know, through various illegal means, be able to track VHS of these like banned movies. And I'm sitting there like completely shocked by, oh, this is what people in America, in England are able to put on screen. Like in my culture, like you don't even speak of these things. So it brought me back to that really, you know, kind of naughty, pleasurable place. And you know what? We live in the West here now, but some of this is going to shock a lot of people, which is why I don't think it's going to become a real kind of big hit.
Well, just got a message in. Paul, thank you, Paul, says, Dicks the Musical, absurd, crazy, shocking, occult film for the future. Megan, is it Mullally? Is that how you say it? Was brilliant.
Yeah, yeah.
But not enough dicks. Oh, I don't know. Yeah, I was quite happy not seeing those. Look, Susie, I did laugh a few times. It wasn't you know, that I couldn't watch it. But I did find myself, I was watching it last night, and it's not that often that I say, you can imagine the word that starts with S. Oh, I can't watch this S and slam my laptop shut. That's what happened last night. And then I thought, no, I'll watch it tomorrow. I had other things on my mind. I'll watch it tomorrow. And I sat down today and I was eating my lunch and I did the same thing again. I couldn't watch it. I really couldn't. I did get through quite a bit of it. I liked, is it Bowen Yang? He was in Fire Island. Am I right there?
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah. I liked him as God. I loved the mother. I thought the mother was quirky. But the thing I really liked about it was the sewer boys.
How do we even explain what the sewer boys are?
I think that was it. I mean, my mind was spinning off when I saw the sewer boys. Oh, this could turn into a real horror film like that. This is great, you know, that could, but they, nothing happened out, you know what I mean? Like they escaped and what have you. But I really liked that part of it. I thought they were really evil. There was something about the sewer boys. And apparently they're a gay icon or something.
Oh, I've never heard of the sewer boys before.
No, I haven't either.
And I wish we could describe the sewer boys to our listeners, but you really have to see it to get it. To me, that was everything about this film was so hilarious. And the listeners' message is right. I felt like it's a film for the future. I feel it's a film for now, but it is so unusual. It is so outrageous that I feel like if you see it in 20 years, 30 years, you would still feel like, oh my God, I can't believe they made a film like that.
And it's And the other thing, the other person I liked was rapper Megan Stallion performing, I think, one of the sort of alpha characters as the employment boss. She was great. She was really good. I loved the way she was telling off her staff.
Yeah, and she had this amazing musical number. She has one, number where she does, she's sort of her solo number, but she's trying to out alpha the alpha. And that was really, really funny. And it was really well choreographed. To me, the film does so much with the musical form. Like it takes so many kind of stabs at all the cliches of the musical form. And, you know, like there's a song about loneliness that I thought was really hilarious. Like all these really sad, tired cliches and use it to create a film. Like it's a real musical. It has I think more than 10 songs. So it's not like pretending to be a musical. It's a full-on musical, but it's just like making fun of everything in the most outrageous way possible.
It is. But I think the thing it's lacking is there's no thread. I mean, to it, it was predictable. I think what they were going to do was, I knew that within the first, 20 minutes of watching it, I thought, oh, I know where this is going to go. And obviously it does go there in terms of the reunification. But I don't know, there was nothing holding it together for me. It was sort of all over the place. Yes, it's making fun of things. I do like the fact that it's making fun of toxic masculinity, though. I think that's probably good. It's interesting because I think we all experience that in our life, don't we? And you would have come across it too, Susie.
Yeah. And at the end, the shocking end of it that we are not going to reveal is that I think it is challenging, you know, even for me, it's challenging. It stopped me in my track a little bit and made me really go, oh my God, can you really, are you going to be able to recommend this film to this extent with that shocking end? And, you know, it does take down traditional masculinity, and maybe with that end, it takes down so much of what fundamentally kind of, what's fundamental to our beliefs. I don't think just because you find it in a film, you have to agree with it. And just because you laugh at it, it doesn't mean you agree with it. But it does, for me, I feel like it did expose a lot of how our beliefs are structured, you know, with the presence of God in the film, especially.
Bowen Yang would be a great God.
Yeah, and God was being it was so funny at the end where God was being confronted by all these religious characters, like these religious humans, you know, like all these different religious humans coming, religious leaders coming to confront God because of something that God was doing at the end. And obviously he's like, but I'm your boss, you've got to listen to me.
That would be great. Yeah, I'd love to see that in real life.
Yeah, and you're right. Like when sometimes I think about a film, I think about the number of stars that I would give, and I wouldn't give this 10 because of the storyline. Like if it had sort of a more intentionally meaningful storyline, then maybe it would feel like more a perfect film for me. But then again, I did feel like I really needed the silliness. Like, the silly movies that people do make these days, I feel I'm really like cheap and like I've seen it all before. But this one made me feel like, oh my God, you are really making me do nothing but laugh. So in that way, I appreciated it.
There's another thing, Susie, that I struggle with, and that is, you know, I'm not the biggest musical fan in the world. I'll go and I'll enjoy them. I come out and think, oh, that was great. You know, I switched off from the world for a few hours. I enjoyed the singing and what have you and the performances. But I struggle with musicals on the TV. And I found myself with the songs, putting it on fast forward, and they sounded like chipmunks because I just wanted to get through it. I just, I don't know. For me, the musical format is for stage, not for TV.
Oh, that's interesting. Mm. I was thinking that they did the songs well because I felt like there were so many jokes and they performed the jokes well within the songs. But, you know, it is a very specific sense of humor. I know that it's not something for everyone. And I knew that you do have that sense of humor, but I knew that you needed something meatier. You know, we talked about this. Was it 2 weeks ago or last week? Like, I felt like you needed something meatier with the storyline.
Yeah. I would encourage people to watch it just to see the sewer men. I reckon the sewer men could be the horror film of the decade. Like, we could just, they were. Oh, you've got to see that. I'm not going to say anything else. If you can watch it, Google or
and
do something.
Even though it's called Dicks, you don't actually see Dicks.
You do see some outlines.
But you see a lot of a flying vulva, and I really appreciated that.
Just on the the toxic masculinity, Susie. Yesterday I was at home and I was having, I'm going to get some work done at home. And the plumber who I hadn't met before, who could potentially working with this builder, wanted to come in and just assess the site. Anyway, the doorbell rang, I opened it, and it was the most masculine bloke you've ever seen. And, mate, how are you? You know, the handshake came out and all this. And I got triggered straight away. I was like, oh, my goodness, this is I don't know. You know, it's funny how I suppose our experiences that we have as kids with toxic masculinity, they rear their head sometimes. It turned out, and, you know, it was my judgment that was going on and my nerves thinking that he's going to be quite difficult to deal with. And lovely. We were chatting about all sorts of things and nothing masculine at all in the end. So I think, you know, we've got to be aware of what it does to us.
Yeah, those things trigger us so badly, don't they? You know, because we've had such bad experiences with those things from such a young age. But you know what? I really do think that the times are changing and you can see in the film, you know, and also in so much of what we do in culture in general is what used to be virtues, you know, in the 70s, 80s are now really frowned upon. And that is a really big transformation that's happened that I don't think, is a tide that can turn back. It's a tide that has gone, that, that kind of masculinity, is very seriously frowned upon, or a lot of those qualities, not all of them, but a lot of those qualities are seriously frowned upon. And they're the last, you know, there's an entire generation, maybe entire two younger generations who understand that. Like they never grew up with those values presented to us as virtues, the way that they were presented to us as masculine virtues that were actually really toxic and harmful. They have different models of masculinity, you know, nowadays that, you know, that they're very fortunate to have. And that, you know, in general, even though we still suffer from these triggering effects often, you know, when we see signs of them, but actually I do feel like, you know, for example, when I'm walking down the street as a trans woman, I do feel a lot safer now than 10 years ago.
Which is great to hear. It's really good to hear. This guy, I don't know, you're right. I got triggered. I thought, oh, he's going to be, you know, what does he know I'm gay? You know, I went through that thing. What's he going to be like? Will he want to do the work? All this sort of thing. And I thought, hang on a second, he's employed by my builder, and my builder's gone through my cupboard, seen leather harnesses and all sorts of things. And I thought, I don't have to worry. He will know everything. Isn't it funny? That just all came up. And then I thought, well, if he had a problem, I would say, well, you're not going to do it. I'd be confident enough to say it. But it's just in the moment, these little things go boing and hook into you and start triggering
you. You know, the last few years, I think a lot of men have gone through like a reckoning. You know, there's been so much being I think a lot of them would feel like they have been attacked the last few years with what they considered were an appropriate way of being that many other people are pulling them up for. And I think they have gone through this moment of reckoning, and many of them are coming out healthy and better. I would like to think.
I think so,
obviously,
true.
Not everyone is learning their lessons, but I think that a lot of them are kind of learning that lesson and hopefully benefiting from them, because those things are harmful to them more than anyone else, really. Mm. Like, you know, they suffer so much from those old values, and it'd be great if they can let go of them.
I agree. Love it. Susie, what will we be talking about next week?
I can't believe we've had such a serious conversation.
I know. And do you know what? The thing I love about chatting with you is it's just organic. It just goes wherever we go. I mean, it's not staged. It's not rehearsed. There's none of that. I mean, we just love it. And don't forget, you're also welcome to join in the conversation. Whatever you're doing at the moment in the car, you can text us or you can call us. So maybe next week you can join in. We're happy to talk to Susie. You can talk to Susie
Except
directly.
Next week, you and I aren't going to be here.
That's right. We're taking a week off, aren't we?
We are taking a week off. Yeah. So there's no homework this week, but I'll see you in two Tuesdays.
Two Tuesdays, and I will let everyone know what the homework is when Susie sends it to me. Susie, good to chat with you. Catch
Great
you in a couple of weeks.
As always. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Joy Drive on Joy 94.9 FM in Melbourne, Joy on your digital radio, iHeartRadio, TuneIn.com, or the Joy app, no matter where you are.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.